Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and joining us in the Street Beat studio, Christine Lanneman, to tell us all about the Charlotte County Fall Fair, a celebration of rural living. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's nice to be back. It's always that time of year when I get together with you.
And we have stories, but we won't talk about
those
stories.
That's correct. No, we won't.
So talk about what's new this year at the fair.
Okay. Well, as you say, the Fall Fair is a celebration of rural living. And I'm one of the organizers for homesteading. That's the part of the Fall Fair where we focus on animals and food, and what we try to do is encourage people to become more aware of the food they're eating, where it comes from, how to grow it, how to raise it. We have lots of information, and we love to share, love to talk. We have chicks, we have chickens, we have goats, we have baby goats, and the goats were milked last year during the show. Oh, wow. We have a mini pony, which is new this year, which the kids will be able to groom. Apparently, she has to go home at night because she's a real Houdini and she'll get out of anything. And we have the sheep shearing on Sunday with Rick Binney, so he'll be shearing sheep at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And somebody is threatening to bring pigs, although I'm kind of concerned because if they're not monitored, they'll be in China by Sunday morning because they dig. So that's, and we have people there to share, talking about gardening and any questions you have. We have enough people there to be able to come up with a sort of pretty good answer.
Nice. And what are you looking forward to the most this year?
Well, what really intrigues me about homesteading is that we attract so many people, and with the influx of new people to New Brunswick over the last couple of years, people are really getting into raising their gardens and their animals and having questions. And it's turned out to be a really interesting center for people to come and meet new neighbors and share information and, like I say, ask a lot of questions. So we've met a lot of new people and made new connections, and to me that's the really exciting part of it all.
What are some of the things that new people can learn?
Well, right off the bat, the first question is fencing.
Fencing. Okay.
Fencing, that's a big deal, because if you don't have the fence, don't get the animal, because it's not going to work in reverse. Questions about where to get things. One of the questions which we had was veterinary services. Many people are not aware that we have a provincial vet which responds to the care of animals, farm animals. So a lot of questions like that. And this year, our main speaker is Danny Parker, who was, he bred, showed, raised, trained dogs, and he's coming to talk about livestock guard dogs. Because a lot of people are starting to have concerns about caring for their animals because of predators, two-legged and four-legged.
What are some of the main predators there?
Well, you know, coyotes, foxes, things that can get into your... If it's a chicken, it could be anything. It could be a skunk. It could be a raccoon. If you've got, you know, the larger animals out, it could be coyotes. So people are looking towards livestock guard dogs, but these are a very specific kind of animal with a specific way of thinking, and they're not the kind of dog that you can make do what you want. They are programmed. So he's coming to talk about working with livestock guard dogs, which is really helpful.
Now,
really
what kind helpful. Of dogs are they? Like, what?
Oh, you can look at Pyrenees, Merima, all of those kind of dogs, so Kangals, people, and they're big. They're big dogs. We have
the big dogs.
Alert dogs, defense dogs, and attack dogs. There's three categories as far as I know. So he's going to come and talk, and he's going to have a lot of information, and he'll be open to talk about, respond to questions. So I'm pretty happy about that, because when you're dealing with a 120, 140-pound dog, you need to understand the dog.
Yeah.
It's kind of like driving a tank.
Yeah.
You have to understand how the gears work, you know?
And even though they're big dogs, I think the kids would like them.
Well, we're not having any on site. That's the other thing. There's no dogs on site because of all of the things that are going on.
Oh, that makes sense.
But they're not the kind of dog you can bring to just sort of sit around. They're working animals. And,
okay.
But in any case, Danny Parker's coming, so we're really excited about that. He's talking at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And that leads us to another new development. We have what's called a talk tent. We have a tent that's actually not far from homesteading, which is going to be where people go to give their talks. So we have somebody talking about... We're going to have a nature walk, an herb walk. Danny's in there, and several other people are coming to talk about the different topics that they have. And it's sort of open, so people can come and go and stop in and listen and... I think that's going to be kind of fun that we have things centered in one spot.
Yeah. So what do you have planned for the kids? After?
We have Kids Zone, which was massively popular last year. We have clowns. We have activities. There's a treasure hay bale hunt. They have to look in the hay bales for treasure.
Do you know any of the treasure?
Well, all I know is suckers, but I think there's a lot of other stuff. I'm not close to them.
Okay.
But, so the kids have a blast, and we reorganized the placement, so the Kid Zone is really big and it's really accessible. Nice. And it didn't stop last year. It was full blast all the time. We had a clown who made balloon animals and, I mean, hats, balloon hats. It was great. We have kite flying, which the kids liked.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff.
Probably too.
Yes, and the Meet Your Neighbors Men's Club is doing again this year the Make Your Own Birdhouse, which was hugely popular with the kids.
Oh, wow.
They really enjoy that. All the pieces are already made, and they just have to put it together.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's going to be a lot of fun for the kids. They love that.
All right, and the regular food will be there.
Yeah, there'll be food vendors. There'll be music. Last year, music was incredible. It'll be the same this year.
Okay.
All day, both days, all kinds of music, local musicians. So that'll be fun.
So let's go ahead and get into when it is, where it is.
Okay, this Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 4, it's $8 a person or $30 a car, a vehicle. Let's just
a
say
vehicle.
That. I think if you showed up with a full-size bus, there might be questions, but we'd negotiate something. So, and if you pay Saturday, you get in Sunday. It covers the entire weekend. So, you know, that worked out really well because from what I could see, kids would start getting tired middle of the afternoon, and so you can take your kids home. The dads would come back and do the things the dads were interested in.
Oh.
And so it didn't mean you had to be there all day. You could come and go as you felt, which was really helpful.
Nice. And where can actually we go to get more information about the fair?
Go to the Ganong Nature Park Facebook site on Facebook and all the information will be there. There's parking. There's no issue with the parking. There's, you know, facilities. It'll be fun. And the weather will be good.
Yes.
And the pigs hopefully won't escape. Neither will the mini.
Sounds good. Is there anything you want to add before we head out?
No, I think just come. It's a lot of fun. There's artisan vendors. There's things to do. There's last year we had hugely popular tractor wagon ride. And at times we had people on that could give the history of the nature park.
Oh, wow.
So that was a lot of fun. And on Sunday, we have the horse show all day long, which is very attractive. A lot of people come for that.
What about volunteers? Are you still looking for some volunteers?
Absolutely.
And
Ganong
the whole
nature
thing
park
runs pretty much on volunteers?
All runs on volunteers.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, and hope to see you there one day.
All right. And that was Christine Lineman talking about the Charlotte County Fall Fair happening this weekend. And this is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3. Thanks for listening.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.